This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 1019 FM, the
fan, WFAN. He's not fun, you know, and you see frustrations, especially after tough losses, and it feels like the past week, every night we have something happen that is not going our way. But you got to be able to turn the page, you know. You got to be able to come back the next day and do whatever it takes to win a baseball game today, because the reality is that's the most important thing. We got to be able to find a way to win today.
All right, that's not the cut I wanted, but I love you anyway, Alex Beningo. 503, a ridiculously early Saturday morning. 888-808-1019, the phone number. Hit the McMonagle at 9 o'clock. Alex is on the other side of the glass. What a freakish. You know, let me tell you, it's been a very tough week for me. I'm coming off a battle of the gout. And if you've ever had the gout, you know what I'm talking about, okay? I mean, it is pain that is beyond. And I'm finally getting over it. All this I'm all juiced up because I got all this damn medication in me to begin with. Okay, steroids, this, that. So I'm all wound up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And what makes me even more freaking wound up is the disgraceful baseball team that I root for. Let's hear the comment from Mendoza about the elite arms we have in the bullpen. Go ahead, Alex.
It's hard to describe, especially with how much talent and elite arms that we got back there. You know, these are the guys, some of those guys that we brought in here, and you could say that that's one of the strength of our team. You know, when you get the lead after 5-6 innings, you know, you feel good about your chances. And the past week or so, we haven't been able to do that.
Are you, Mendy, are you delirious? Elite arms? What elite arm? What? What do we got, Raleigh Fingers and Mariano Rivera in the bullpen? What do we got, Dennis Eckersley? Are you serious? Goose Gossage? You got to be kidding me. These guys stink. Tyler Rogers stinks. Hemsley stinks. Reed Garrett stinks. Ryan Stanek stinks. Shane, whatever his name is, Raleigh, he stinks. What are you kidding me? This pitching staff is in total shambles. Complete shambles. We were worried about the hitting, right? Well, you know, they're not hitting. Forget it. They're scoring runs like crazy now. And what is it, 7 straight games that the pitching has given it up, that the Mets have had a lead? They had a 6-run lead the other night against Atlanta, right, with supposedly their best pitcher, Peterson, on the mound, and him and that stiff Reed Garrett give up 9 runs in the 4th inning. 9! What? How about last night? They're up six, and I'm going to go on. Believe me, you got a lot. I am delirious this morning with this baseball team, right? Like I said, we're butting you. And when you put all these drugs that are in me, forget about it. Last night, they're up 6-4, right? Manaea didn't pitch great, okay? He wasn't great. Give up a couple home runs, you know, but they come back, right? Lindor suddenly is hitting now. He's red hot. He hits that home run, gives him the lead. Juan Solo hits yet another solo home run. You know, Juan Soto, I call him Juan Solo for obvious reasons. He's going to hit 40 homers and like 30 solo home runs this year. Guy's in a three-run homer all year. But I don't want to – this is not about Soto now, tonight. This is not about that. This morning, wherever we are. They're up 6-4. Manaea looks like he's settled down now, right? He gets through five. He threw 86 pitches. And Mendoza can't wait to get him out of the game to put in that stiff Rogers. He stinks. Why? Because he could throw the ball underhand. Why? Because he's never been on the IL. And they gave up three guys. I forget the other one. Buto was actually pitched good for the Giants. They gave up Buto, the kid Gilbert they got, I think it was in the Verlander trade, and some other guy, I forget who it is, for this freaking stiff. Unbelievable. He promptly comes in, gives up a run, and then he goes to the other stiff. This guy Hemsley, when I saw him last night, the Mets are up 6-5. Right now we're going to the seventh inning. When I saw Hemsley warming up, I was like, are you serious? Is Mendoza, is he delirious? You're going to put this guy has done nothing but, you know what, the bed since the Mets traded for him. This is the guy that last week in Milwaukee blew an out because he had a pitch clock violation, and then on the next pitch he gave up a three-run freaking homer. What? You got to be kidding me. He stinks. He stinks. Let me say it again. He stinks. And Mendoza couldn't wait to get him in the game. And how about the game against Atlanta two nights ago, whenever it was, the game with Senga pitched. So it's a 1-1 game. Senga's pitching good finally, right? 5 2/3, sixth inning, 1-1. The Braves got first and third with two out, okay? First and third with two out. Can Mendoza let Senga get out of the inning? I think he had thrown 93 pitches. He can't throw 100 pitches. Can he let Senga get out of the damn inning? Let him blow his own game? Come on. We got to put Rogers in because he's an elite arm. He's an elite arm. Come on. Got to put him in the game. What does Rogers do? Promptly comes in and gives up the game with the go-ahead base hit. And then they take the lead, right? They take the lead in the seventh inning, whatever it was. Pete gets a big RBI hit, whatever. I think Alvarez is finally hitting, amazingly enough. Maybe it's too late, but he's been a different player since he came back from the minor leagues. But they're up 3-2, and who does he put in? The stiff Hemsley. And what does Hemsley do? Blows the game. Shocking. What a shock. Elite arms. Are you freaking kidding me, Carlos? Your Lord, Carlos is losing. You could see it. And I like Mendoza, but he's managing scared. And he is, you could see the deer in the headlights look that this, what's happening to this pitching staff. It is a disgrace. And the guy that's got to get the blame is the boy genius himself, the guy from Harvard who's smarter than all of us, David Stearns. Let's be honest about it. You know, he got away with all the going on the cheap for all these pitches he had last year. Worked out for him last year. It ain't working out this time. He was so smart. Stearns is so damn smart that he let Severino walk, who was pitched great for the Mets last year. He let Quintana walk, who pitched really good for the Mets last year. And he brought in, are you sitting down, everybody? Boy genius. He gives $34 million for 2 years to Frankie Montas. Everybody, there is not one baseball fan I know, Yankee fan, Met fan, probably even an Oakland A fan, who doesn't know that Frankie Montas stinks. Okay? So he dumps Severino and he gives Montas 2 years at $34 million. And then the guy doesn't pitch for how long. And when he comes back, he stinks. Now he's in a bullpen, and he stinks there too. He gives Clay Holmes, right? He brings in Clay Holmes. Good relief pitcher for the Yankees. Because we're so smart, because we got the pitching lab, right, Jeremy Hefner. Oh, we're brilliant. We can make chicken salad out of chicken you know what when it comes to pitching, right? So he brings Holmes in, and he looks good for a couple months, but he's a relief pitcher. Guy never threw a more than what? How many innings? And now he's shot. He's pitching tonight, right? Isn't he? Oh, no, the kid. We'll get to the kid. McClain's pitching. We'll get to that, too. Okay? Holmes is pitching Sunday in that Little League game in Williamsport that they're playing, whatever they're doing there against Seattle. But so Holmes, he gives him 2 good months, pretty decent. Now he's shot. He can't get out of the fourth inning anymore. He's a relief pitcher. Put him back in the bullpen. Get DFA Reed Garrett and Ryan Stanek, okay? Because they both stink. Like, they're right in line with Rogers and the other guy, Hemsley, but they're done. The bloom is off the rose of Garrett, and Stanek is stuck all the time. Put freaking Holmes in a bullpen where he belongs, okay? Please. And how in the world, okay, the boy genius, okay, from Harvard, don't forget he's smarter than all of us and went to the Ivy League. Don't forget, he's so damn smart. How did this guy, with the state of the Mets rotation being what it is, how did he not trade for a starting pitcher at the deadline? Could you tell me that? Couldn't wait to bring all these crummy relief pitchers in. How the hell did this guy not trade for a starting pitcher at the deadline? How about a guy like Charlie Morton, who I think he's with the Tigers now. He's a professional pitcher. He could pitch 6 innings, although they probably wouldn't let him. I got to have a little coffee so I can fire myself up a little more. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
God forbid, we got enough arms. We're great. We're good. Now I'm losing it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This pitching staff is in shambles. Shambles. Who do you have confidence in? Edwin Diaz, he never pitches. He never pitches. I know he gave up that game in Milwaukee, but the guy never pitches. What do you want? Was he pitch maybe once a week? There's never any games to save anymore. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's all on Stearns. It's all on the boy genius. And his team is lucky that they wake up this morning still somehow in a playoff spot, because the Milwaukee Brewers, who are just unconscious right now, came back from an 8-1 deficit against the Reds last night to win that game. Are you kidding me? And forget the division's done, okay? Stop wasting my time showing me, well, the Phillies. I don't give a damn what the Phillies did. It's over. Just put the X next to the Phillies now in the standings, because they've won the division already. What, are they met six games out now? It's over. I don't want to hear about the Phillies anymore. The only thing that matters is stay making the playoffs now, and there is no way with the state of this pitching staff right now, from the rotation to the absolutely disgraceful bullpen, that this team is making the playoffs. Who the hell is kidding who? What have they lost? 14 of the last 16 now, right? I think it's 14 out of 16, right? Since June 13th, and I don't want to get into all that went down on that Friday night, they're 19-34. The karma all changed on that night. That's all I'm saying. And I remember Gary Cohen didn't work that game that night, and I wonder if he knew something. But whatever, I don't want to get too much into it. You know, maybe I'm sure there's people out there that get where I'm going with that. But we're going to leave that alone. 19-34 since June 13th when Holmes blew a 5-1 lead in that game to Tampa Bay. What a freaking disgrace. No other way to say it. And now they brought this kid up. They're bringing this kid McClain up, which they should do. They should have done it already. McClain should be up. This kid, what's his name? Sprout, whatever his name is, right? What is it? Brandon Sprout. He should be up, right? Holmes should be in a bullpen, right? And without a doubt, that's where he should be. And you can and get rid of one of these stiff relief. And by the way, before I even get to McClain, you got Barbizon, or Brazaban, however you say his name. He's down in the minors. Get him back. Brazaban at least had some good moments. Where is he? What is he, in a witness protection program? I mean, come on. You got all this garbage in the bullpen. Tyler Rogers. Got all this garbage. Hemsley. All this crap. Garrett. Stanek. Bring Brazaban back up. What are they doing? And let me tell you, the injury to Griffin Canning, right? We didn't think that big a deal at the time, right? I mean, And he was pitching good, although probably the bloom would have came off his rose at some point too. But the injury to him and McGill really has come back to hurt this team. I mean, let's be real. Not that McGill was pitching great. Not that Canning is anything wonderful. But that hurt this team, without a doubt. So now they're bringing McClain up, right? What are they going to do? Here's what's going to happen. McClain could go out there this afternoon and give you five perfect innings, 15 up and 15 down, and throw 40 pitches, right, if that's possible, 40 pitches, and they'll take him out and put that stiff Rogers in a game, right? Mendy can't wait. He's chomping at the bit. Let me get out there. Let me get the stiffs in the game so we can blow another one. Can you let the kid pitch? If you're going to bring the kid up, let him freaking pitch. I can't take it anymore with this bullpen. I am so disgusted with this baseball team. And it's all on the genius, Stearns. It's all on him. I am disgusted with this team. Beyond. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Bring McClain, bring the other kid up. Bring Tong up. Bring them all up. The rotation stinks. Who's on ace? Senga? He's such a great ace that they can't let him get out of his own jam in an inning when he's pitching good. Nah, of course not. Who is it, Peterson? He didn't look too much like an ace the other night against Atlanta with a 9-run inning when he was walking everybody. Manaea, give me a break, okay? He's not the same guy since he came back from the injury, although he shouldn't have took him out of the game last night. Nah, 86 pitches, come on. God. And Mendoza has the nerve, and I love you, Carlos, but you're so full of it. You got the nerve to say we got elite arms in the bullpen, and the strength of the team is the bullpen? What? I cannot take it anymore. If you are, and I'm sorry I'm wasting this at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if anybody's listening to it. But I've been waiting all week to just rip this team, and especially Stearns. And one other thing, too. I got to have a little more coffee so I can fire myself up more. Hold on. There you go. Good to the last drop. Hold on, Alex, all right? You with me still? I'm still here. All right. What a disaster. They better freaking sign Pete Alonso. All right? The other night, when they're giving him these gifts, when he broke Darryl's record and all of that, okay? They should have, Stevie should have been out there with a big contract. 5 years, $150 million. Maybe even more. That's what I'd be giving him. We'll start at $550 for Pete, okay? One of the all-time greatest Mets ever. Let's be real about it. This guy's got to be a Met for his whole life. And if you heard Alonso after the night he broke the record, and he was talking to the reporters, he said, Stevie and David have to come through. Amen to that. Okay? And if you think, and I've heard various sports writers who are far more intelligent than I am, and I won't mention their names, one guy in specifically who, clearly him and David Stearns are maybe joint at the hip as far as how smart they are. But basically saying, right, that, well, the market won't be so great for Alonso just like last year. Are you serious? You think the Yankees aren't going to go after Alonso? What do you think? Think the Yankees might need a first baseman? You think they wouldn't mind having Pete? Could you imagine what a disaster that would be? Right, Met fans? Could you live with the fact of Pete Alonso being on the Yankees? What? They better get this guy signed. As soon as they have that window, okay, where you can just, you could talk to your own free agents, they better get the deal done with this guy. There'll be an uproar. The fans love this guy. You know that. This is our guy. This is our guy. And I know there's Met fans, or they call themselves Met fans out there, who say, I don't care about the homegrown Met. Really? So you would have been okay. And I know they got Seaver in a lottery. Originally, I think he was originally drafted by Atlanta, whatever, right? Well, you would have been okay with letting Seaver trade Seaver. What the hell? We don't need him, right? Darryl, let him walk. That's good. Okay, Daniel Murphy, I see you, Daniel. He only carried us to the World Series. See you. And then he's the best hitter in the league in Washington. Zach Wheeler, nah, we don't want to sign him. Why? Now he's the best pitcher in baseball, or one of them. I could go right on down the line. David Cone, trade him. He stinks. You got to be kidding me. And now, you better not. Look, they did it to Darryl, okay? Uncle Stevie, forget Stearns. Get him out of there. Do me a favor. Uncle Steve is all on you, Stevie. Uncle Stevie, okay, I love you. I still love you, okay? The other guy can't stand him, but I love you, okay, Stevie? Get this guy signed. You can't make the same damn mistake that Frank Cashin, who I never had any love for because even though he built my championship team, he destroyed it. Thank you so much for the Kevin McReynolds trade. All right? Thank you for letting Darryl walk. Oh, we got Vince Coleman. Don't worry. You cannot make the same damn mistake that Cashin made with Strawberry. You have to sign Pete. And that's all I really care about anymore because I know this season is shot. I really do. They can't win with this pitching staff. And what do they do now? You know, maybe we could be somewhat saved by these young kids coming up and pitching. But, it's like I said, they're going to pitch 5 innings and they're out of the game. And then you're going to see the garbage in the bullpen. And it's garbage. Outside of Edwin Diaz, we got nothing in this pen right now. Thank you so much, Boy Genius. You have done a spectacular job this year. Freaking spectacular job. Give an extension, Steve. Boy Genius, send it back to freaking Milwaukee. And this guy's supposed to be a Met fan? Stearns a Met fan? Yeah. Yeah. All he gives a damn about the Mets is that they're paying him. Give me a break. It's all on him. It's all on David Stearns because he's so damn smart that he could make a pitcher out of anybody. And what he did at the deadline is a disgrace. Two absolute terrible relief pitchers and no starting pitcher at the deadline. And now this pitching staff is in shambles. 888-808-1019. Beningo on a Saturday. I am fired up today. We'll be here till 9 o'clock when McMonagle will come your way. We'll break here. We'll come back with your calls. Like I said, we're here till McMonagle at 9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.